Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Camp Radio. Unless you're under a rock, you know that yesterday was the last season premiere of Game of Thrones. And we want to know this morning, because some of you took this, like, serious. I mean, to a whole nother level. Who or what did you ditch to be able to watch the season premiere of Game of Thrones, the last season, I should say? 877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or text. People threw adulting out the window to make sure they saw this live on HBO.
This is how big it is. Every single character on Game of Thrones has a hashtag that has like a little like a little emoji face.
Like emblem or something.
Yeah, their
like
own
that.
Little yeah. character. 542 days is what I saw is between this episode and the last new episode of Game of Thrones. And people are binge watching it like crazy. It just keeps picking up more fans.
I had a friend who left Coachella, like bought tickets.
Yup.
You know, probably spent like $500 to $1,000 on tickets and left Coachella to come home and watch Game of Thrones. And I'm like, wow. You know, you can like record that, right?
Oh,
like
you can.
Or you can watch it. Like,
Chelsea.
Hello.
Oh, a rookie move right there. You'll see all the spoilers on Twitter.
Don't go on Twitter.
You can't. Oh, come on.
Next day.
Obviously, this friend that left Coachella for Game of Thrones is no longer Chelsea's friend.
I definitely think less of her.
How dare you? How dare you? I thought I knew your values, but obviously, no. 877-971-HITS. Stephanie from Pasadena, who or what did you ditch to catch the last season premiere of Game of Thrones? Last night,
my sister invited me to a Temptations concert in Pasadena, and I ditched her so I wouldn't miss the Game of Thrones premiere.
The Temptations is so random, but then she had to go by herself.
She went with her boyfriend.
But did you tell her the truth or did you make something up?
No, I told her the truth. She couldn't believe it.
Well, you know what? You don't want to go to a Temptations concert as the third wheel. The saddest thing ever.
Exactly.
That's phenomenal.
And then your sister, she was like, and it was just my imagination.
And there's just an empty seat next to him.
Was it worth it, Stephanie?
Oh, totally.
Edgar, you got to see the first episode because it sets up all these little storylines throughout. And then you'll start in like three episodes from now. You'll be like, oh, that was important when they said that. Then you got to go back and watch that episode again. It's like a puzzle.
Wow, that's a lot.
I'm sorry,
exactly.
Guys. I'm one of those people that has yet to watch one episode of Game of Thrones. And right now I'm debating with my wife, should we jump on it and try to catch up by the end of this season? You know, but like when people talk about Game of Thrones in detail, it's how I feel when I'm getting a pedicure and the ladies are talking another language. I have no idea what's going on.
I feel like though Janet can't even watch Stranger Things. There's no way you can watch Game of Thrones. It's like so gory and violent and terrifying.
There's some pretty serious crimes happen right in the middle. Crimes of humanity happen right out the gates. Probably.
Some beheading and, throats are cut and stuff.
Stephanie, love you. Thank you for listening to us. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Yvette from Pico Rivera. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who or what did you ditch to catch the last season premiere of Game of Thrones?
Oh my gosh, it's terrible, but I missed Palm Sunday.
You ditched God?
Yes.
Whatever. You're
the worst Catholic ever.
No, you're not. No, there's a lot of worse Catholics. You're good. Just say you're sorry. You're fine.
Yvette, remember this. God is everywhere.
Yeah. He was at my viewing party.
Yo, facts. My boy Nick, who went to our Coachella house this weekend and got a little too lit, he was hurting last night. I mean, hurting. And he was still driving from Chino Hills to Long Beach for a watch party of Game of Thrones, bro. With his kids and everything.
No one's going to accept any excuse. If you're going to be there for the whole season, you got to be at the watch party day one. You can't be rolling
That's
in next
right.
week asking questions.
This is the last time it's going to happen. I had to do it.
Yvette, I'm just going to ask you for one thing.
Sure.
This coming up weekend, when you go in for your confessional, can you record it?
I'll let you know how many Hail Marys I get.
Right. I bet your pastor's like, yo, I didn't show up either last week. It's all good.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.